الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before going on, don't forget our basic du'as, which we should do in abundance. One, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. The whole of Ramadan, we should try and read that on and off. And when you feel like talking to somebody, talk to Allah and make this du'a. What can be greater? And we will be really beautifying and making valuable our Ramadan. So Allah give us tawfiq, we should not be unmindful of it. Also the dua, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. That also we should make, and forgiveness is such a thing that we have to ask all the time. It isn't only for the odd nights, we should ask all the time, odd nights even more. And then 27th night, even more we should. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to tell us that his Shaykh, our Wadada Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, was living like right in a, not a village also, in a jungle. And there many, many times he would just say, Ya Allah, mujhe maaf kar dijiye. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me. So that must be that I am kusurwar, I am faulty, and I've got somebody to forgive me. And he who forgives, I've wronged him terribly. So this dua also were desperate. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni, forgive me, fa'afu anna, sometimes make niyat, or even if we read fa'afu anni, no problem, but make niyat for everyone, inshallah. Then also the dua, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala deeni. That we know today the condition, and as we are in the morning, in the Aqaid Kitab, a person loses his iman so easily. There are so many, not easily, but the temptation, the environment we are in, where a person gets, just say ordinary little talk, between perhaps even ulama, pious people, and just one joke somebody made, a matter of deen, and we all just laughed at it, and we don't realize, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, that our amal, our iman is gone, and we're not aware of it, also. So we should refresh our iman, and with this dua, that Allah keep us, the whole ummah, everywhere, wherever it is, anywhere, they are part of us, the whole ummah. That Allah keep our greatest treasure, iman, Allah keep it in place. Ya muqallib al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. And that we were your obedience, O Allah. Today we know how many people, just they admit themselves also, we don't want to do this, but we're just weak. We're just falling into this. Over and over we're going into this problem. We're getting involved in this again and again. If Allah changes our heart, finish, everything will be done. So more than we can counsel somebody, give advice, this year it's much, much more greater if Allah just changes the heart. And similar to that, this dua also. What is the dua? The dua that oh Allah, you Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a. Oh Allah, make the niyat, show all of us the truth, and give us the tawfiq to follow the truth. There are so many, we know the truth, we've got our weaknesses, but to follow it, that tawfiq is only from Allah. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ. And oh Allah, show us the wrong as wrong. Today is also a time that many of us, the right, we don't see it as right. Today has become opposite, that the wrong we see as right, and the right we see as wrong. So it's only Allah who can guide us, that you show us what is the right as right, And then give us the tawfiq to make amal also. And show us the wrong to be wrong. Today in our own families, we have a discussion. They just don't understand some things. So show us what is the wrong. Let us understand and accept it. And give us the tawfiq also so to stay away. So with this du'as, inshallah, lot can be accomplished. Allah Ta'ala, give us all tawfiq. Like yesterday, today's du'a, bayan, inshallah, all made out, it is on bismillah. And bismillah, like yesterday, with regard to salam, and with regard to salam, one very important thing that I did not mention, that we have to make salam very, very common. Very, very common. But at the same time, not to make a joke out of it. Now we start making salam like a joke. That you just come and make lots of salam. So we just like making salam like a joke. The small joke of the smallest matter of deen takes a person out of iman. So we must be very careful. And some of us have got that tabiat nature. We like to make jokes and that, no problem. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made jokes, recorded in the books of hadith also. But one is not at the cost of deen, our iman, our akhirat, and neither at somebody else's cost. We mock somebody, ridicule somebody, and we make some joke and some fun. And there are more than enough things to make jokes about. But don't make jokes about anything about deen, even the smallest part of deen. We should never ever, even in the remotest corner of our mind, as we have anything, deen's azmat, greatness, Allah Ta'ala's azmat, greatness, akhirat, etc. Allah fills our heart with that greatness, and that we don't interfere with that in the least, but forgive us for all our mistakes. And this is also a time when we should renew our iman on a regular basis. Every night at least, or whenever, that we read our kalima again. Because we don't know where we have faltered and what wrong we have done. So anyway, with regard to bismillah also, I also might think, perhaps all think also, who doesn't know about bismillah? Which Muslim doesn't know? So isn't this a superfluous bayan? That and this time, or everyone's time, is a great, great amanat. Everyone that has come spend time here, and this about approximately an hour now, or all the other programs, everyone's amanat is on our heads also, that we can't waste anyone's time. And we are not here just to fill up the slots or anything, but there is a purpose. So bismillah, who doesn't know bismillah? And who doesn't read bismillah? Then is it still necessary to speak about bismillah? That we all we do read it, then why must we still speak about it? But inshallah, as we will go along, hopefully we will realize that it is a very, very important subject. One common thing we usually say, that at eating time, perhaps let us check ourselves. And for this checking, the best will be really tell the wife, tell the children, you check me, that do I read my bismillah before I start eating. And usually when we tell somebody, they say we read it, but for reading the bismillah, the lips don't move, the tongue doesn't move, that is in the heart. But after that, now iftari time, think of, do we read the du'as, do we read the bismillah, even at least just bismillah do we read. Or that we can't, we don't open our mouth. But to put the khajur in the mouth, then the mouth opens quite broadly. And with other times we read bismillah, we say we read it in our heart. Lot of sincerity. But it should be done verbally. The tongue and the lips must move when we're reading our bismillah. And sincerity, what a great quality. But an overdose of sincerity also is not good. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully, that if Saudi Airlines landing at OR Tambo, and all Hajis in that plane, and the captain, all are Muslims, the whole crew also, the captain announces, we're going to be landing at OR Tambo, and we got the best wheels in the whole, of all airlines, we've got the most modern, the best wheels. and we don't have to show anyone. So when we're going to land, we're not going to take out the wheels from the plane. We will leave them inside. And we don't want anyone to know that we got the best wheels in the world. Everyone will say, Captain Saab, please keep your sincerity for Kaaba Sharif, for Tahajjud time, but now make Riya. Now take out your wheels and take them out. Otherwise, we all will go up in flames. So when we are eating also, then that at least move our tongue a little bit. Our one good friend, he has passed away, the Imam of Masjid al-Ghurair in Dubai. Very nice, very pious person. And though he's got boards in his masjid everywhere, according to the government laws, no collectors are allowed to stay there. But all stay there. And he hosts them personally. And he cooks food for them with his own hands. And I saw with my own eyes, he's got his vest, his lungi, on a Friday morning, and he's busy with the digs and the pots, and he's cooking. And who comes for collection? This he narrated to me himself. That he says that, like principals of madrasas, senior ustads of madrasas, they come for collection for the madrasas. So, and he says, when they're eating, I don't see anyone reading Bismillah. And I tell them, you people are the principals of madrasas, you are the big senior ulama, and you're not reading Bismillah. And he says, perhaps you don't like my food, so you don't read Bismillah. Then at least read La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. But read something. This you're not reading anything whatsoever. So when we are, before we start, Bismillah, in between, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka and Allahu Akbar. To become a wali of Allah, which we all hope Allah makes us, we have come, Allah makes us. But just by eating, we can become a wali of Allah. Yeah, Allah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allah loves that banda, that means he's a wali, he's a friend of Allah. Who when he eats, he says, Alhamdulillah. And in that Alhamdulillah, there's so much of history and so much of detail. Where did this food come from? This one morsel of food I'm putting in my mouth. There is some rice in there. There is some mutton or chicken. Then there is some all the gravy with all the spices from which part of the world. How many things to have it cooked? Electricity or gas was necessary. A stove was necessary to make that stove. Where they sell the stoves in the shops, etc. How many things? Then that one. And all this, a person can never ever thank Allah Ta'ala. If you want to think of all the details, you won't eat anything. Your whole life will go for one grain of rice. But if you say Alhamdulillah, Allah says, now you have fulfilled my rice. Now you have paid for it. That plate of biryani, 80 rand, 100 rand, 150 rand, that money also can never pay for that biryani or anything. But when you realize it's only from a, and at the same time that I'm so sinful, and Allah for a sinner like me, in the, make our marifat, our connection with Allah by eating, by saying Bismillah, at the start Bismillah, and if we read the full Bismillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah wa ala barakatillah, Bismillah wa barakatillah, we read the Bismillah. It is extremely important. So this Bismillah is such an integral part of our lives. Not only eating time. Perhaps ask ourselves, when I go in sleep, do I read Bismillah? Anything I do I ever read Bismillah? Normally we take it eating time we should read Bismillah. But really, check ourselves and we'll perhaps be sad to find out that from some friends, mashallah, genuine friends, they say we realized whole life we were not reading Bismillah when we... Five time namaz is regular, good people. But they say we realized that we were not reading Bismillah. And this consciousness came to me. One place we were, when there was a Jamaat also from another country. We were also in a foreign country. We ate a little while. Then it came to me and I asked, all read the Bismillah? And then they all said, no, we didn't read. So though we perhaps even say the adab of our eating, and in which we say you must read Bismillah. But when the time comes, then many of us check ourselves now when we make iftari, when we go and have our supper, just check ourselves and see, are we reading our Bismillah? So this is a very, very important aspect of our deen, very basic thing. Right? Everyone needs this. Whoever comes into deen, whoever it is, this Bismillah, and are we reading it or not? We will read a few of the aspects of Bismillah, but just one incident, one alim gave a bayan on the importance and the virtues of Bismillah. A non-Muslim girl heard it also. She became a Muslim also, and she started reading Bismillah all the time. Her father was working for the king. He has a very high position and a very, very official and high position. And the ring, which was first like the rubber stamp, or it was printed on there, so he was in charge of that. Like for all very, very high official documents, which have to be officiated, and that stamp has to be put. So he gave it to his daughter, and this was his plan, that she'll keep it somewhere, and as her habit is, he saw everything Bismillah, and he'll take it away, and he took it away, and he threw it in a river. And after a few days, he asked her for that ring. When she did, so he had it mine. I'll tell the king, I gave it to her for safekeeping, and such a valuable item, she will be executed. She will be given the death sentence. So in that way, I'll get rid of her for having accepted Islam. So he did that, but in the meantime, what happened? A fisherman went fishing. He took that ring and threw it in the river. Fisherman went fishing. He caught a fish, and he gave it to him as a present. He brought it home, and he told my daughter, prepare this for our lunch, supper, whatever it was. When she cleaned it, opened it, found this ring looks very similar to the ring that I was given to look after. She went and see where she kept it. It wasn't there. She put this ring there. It's the same ring. And then when he came now, and then he asked for the ring. So again, what a habit, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, she went, she took the ring, and when he saw it, he got a shock, and he accepted Islam. So Bismillah and all this, also we gave our one talk, which we have to add on, but more in detail, that this halat which comes on us, whether it's a trial from Allah, whether it is for our gunas, to solve our problems, the real solution is to draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That we will discuss. But one of the greatest sources of drawing Allah's mercy is Bismillah. If a person has Bismillah, and if he reads it in full, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, what great Allah Ta'ala's mercies come down. Our problems get solved at this instant. Another very similar instance, that a husband, his wife, was a Muslim. He was not a practicing, but perhaps he was a munafiq also. He wasn't really a Muslim, just outwardly. But she was a true, genuine Muslim. And whatever she did, Bismillah. And he didn't like this habit. Every time taking Allah's name. And we also have to check ourselves. Allahu Akbar. That we also sometimes, when dini talks take place, now today, yeah, we can hear for that. But on Eid's day, if somebody starts talking dini talks, and dini talks, I don't mean now all criticism, what happened in your masjid and what happened here, but genuine dini talks, when you criticize, that also everyone likes very nice. This happened, that happened there, this happened, that also all like. But some genuine dini talk, then you see people's hearts, they become uchat. They can't take it, they can't tolerate it. But the minute you start talking about dunya, sports you talk. Weather you talk, everyone knows the weather. But now you talk about the weather, or you talk something about the weatherman, what he forecasts and what happens. Everyone is happy, happy, happy. But the minute you talk about deen, then you see everyone. So anyway, so he didn't like her. So he gave her also some amanat, which happens in every house. Husband tells the wife, keep this for me. When I need it, I'll ask you for it. So she kept it away. He watched where she kept it, and then he went and he took it from there. And he went and put it some other out of the house somewhere. And she was a house pious lady, not even going out of the house, just staying in the house all the time. After some time, he said, that amanat I gave you, I need it, if you will give it to me. She said, no problem, Bismillah. She said, Bismillah. Allah put it immediately there. And it came in her hand. When she gave it to him, he got a shock. He went and checked up where he put it, it's gone from there. So, Bismillah, wallah, the whole of deen. What a treasure Allah has given us. And Bismillah, we take it for granted. we don't regard it as something important. Alhamdulillah, we might think namaz is important, we might think hajj is important, many other things. But like Bismillah is like a common thing, it's nothing so big, so big, so big. When Bismillah has got so much value, then what our deen has got. And the doorway to our deen is also Bismillah. Bismillah is the doorway to everything. Whatever we do, just take Allah's name. Once we were at our Ustad, Maulana Ibrahim Miyasab, Rahmatullah Ali, and we were somewhere and the lock was not opening the key. So he said immediately, Sammillah. Take Allah's name. As soon as Allah's name, the lock opened. So Bismillah has got great, great power. Just a few things about Bismillah, inshallah. One is, it is in the ayat of the Quran Sharif also. And this Bismillah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that anything major that we do, we should take Allah's name. One person is in Verlam, very pious, righteous person, good friend of ours. He explained they were in Madinatul Munawwara and somebody had invited them for tea. They were about six people. So as the person, each cup of tea, he put sugar. Everyone, Bismillah, 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 for all six. Then he put the tea leaves or the tea bag, Bismillah, Bismillah. In other words, so much Bismillah. This is how Bismillah should be really in our lives. We stand up, Bismillah. We sit down, Bismillah. Especially when we switch, put the switch, the light switch off, Bismillah. When we put it on, Bismillah. We turn the key, Bismillah. We're locking up at night. That time, very important. Bismillah. This is very, very important. But if we just think how many Bismillahs have we got in our lives. That today now, just now from other time to now, when we sat down, we moved the bird. What Bismillah? 360 joints in our body. One joint, just something has to go out. And the only protection is by Allah. And the major way of drawing that help of Allah and that everything goes right is Bismillah. Allah is so kind, doesn't mean we forget Allah. That if we don't take Bismillah, still He's seeing to us. All the non-Muslims, He's seeing to everything. But let us take this which Allah Ta'ala has taught us. It has got great, great value. So whatever, if they don't take the name of Allah, then there will be no barakah in that, no blessing. So in whatever we are do, we should try and read Bismillah all the time. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, and this is in Durr-e Mansur and Ibn Kathir as well, that when Bismillah was revealed, the clouds gave way. By moving to the east, the wind ceased blowing. The oceans became calm. The creatures prepared themselves to listen. The shayateen got pelted with fire from the heavens, and Allah ta'ala, swearing an oath on His honor, declared, anyone who says this name of mine, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, upon anything, I will surely impart barakah in that thing. And whatever we do, we want barakah. We want Allah's rahmat, we want Allah's barakah. And Allah has given us the means, just by saying Bismillah. And we get all of that. And just see what preparation Allah Ta'ala had made for this Bismillah. Also in Durr-e Mansur, it has been related by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to bring wahi to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he should also first read Bismillah. And the reason for this is as follows. In Bismillah, there are three names of Allah. The name of Allah. We see here Allah written, there is nothing more greater than the name of this. All Allah's Asma'ul Husna are included in Allah. Everything is in Allah. To be able to take Allah and to take it from the heart, take it from the heart, and with this, which we, our dhikr we made, Allah give us tawfiq also to concentrate. It's not a sleeping period. The ash'ar are not just to soothe us to sleep. Some musical tones to make us sleep. No, dil mera ho jaye ek maidan e ho. My heart becomes an open, vast place. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan e ho. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, tu hi tu. Only you be there. When Allah alone is in that heart, then see what happens now. So this Bismillah, that Allah becomes into our heart. Then Allah is Rahman. we will translate it, and there can be no translation. And really there can be no explanation also, even in Arabic. But when Allah will put that into our heart, then we'll know who is Rahman. And when we'll experience that, how kind Allah is, His mercy, unlimited the mercies of Allah. His attribute of name indicating that only Allah can keep that project intact and existent, guarding it against destruction. Whatever you want to do, you want the thing to remain in order. So how? By the name Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahim, most merciful, which is also His attribute of name indicating that only Allah can, through His mercy and grace, enable any person to derive benefit from that project. Whatever we want to do, we want benefit in that. So there is no greater way. You don't need wudu, you don't need ghusl, you don't need a masjid, you don't need a musalla, you don't have to put itar first, nothing. Just Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah give us the tawfiq that these things just flow from our tongue. Just naturally Bismillah comes. And lot of Arabs tell today, mashallah, anything, La ilaha illallah. As we read in the kitab, reading also, that La ilaha illallah, no other ummah could pronounce this word so easily. Allah made it for this ummah. But now if we look at it, that also one way, are we part of the ummah? Is La ilaha illallah on our tongue? Arabs, many of them, anything, surprise, La ilaha illallah. Good news, La ilaha illallah. Sad news, La ilaha illallah. Anything, La ilaha illallah. But we hear, our ears are so closed. Myself, I have to address myself. Do we hear, La ilaha illallah, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. These are all very, very valuable, great things. So in order to keep that thing, to keep it in existence, and also to benefit from it, Bismillah, Allah has given us. Whatever, we get our salary, even if it is, or we're seeing it on our statement, Bismillah ar-Rahman, it comes. Now no more you get a salary in your hand, it just goes, you hardly know it's in your account there, and it goes away from there also, it doesn't even come in your hand now. But everything, if we can get Bismillah. So, Bismillah, we should try and do, for example, reading it before shutting the door for the night. Very, very important. Check ourselves, do we read? And before we sleep, test our bed, which is also a sunnah, also with Bismillah. Testing the bed, there may be something in there. And perhaps there is something while you're testing, it bites you. And that can be the cause of your death. You can die instantly also there. So we need the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Before taking meals, before drinking water, before boarding a conveyance, and when alighting from any conveyance, everywhere, just naturally, we should try and train ourselves. And what greater tarbiyat can there be, that whatever we do, and Bismillah comes onto our tongue. Bismillah in a Muslim's life is a beauty of Islam also, and it is not, Islam is not only in the masjid and in the madrasa. Everywhere there should be Bismillah. And also when we will read Bismillah, then automatically also, or gradually, all our gunas will also fall away. Now you'll realize, how can I read Bismillah on a guna? I can't, that is haram, that is very, very dangerous for doing anything haram in reading Bismillah. So all that will fall away. Our permissible things of dunya which we do. Eating is like, we take it more as a dunya thing, but it is a great ibadat also. So like that, sleeping is also like a dunya thing. But by reading Bismillah, all that becomes deen. The minute we read Bismillah on anything, it becomes deen and a great part of deen also. So all that will become ibadat. Then, a beautiful explanation. Remembering Allah by 3,000 names. 99 names are famous of Allah, but that is which has come in one hadith, at one place. Allah's names, we read 3,000, and Allah is unlimited, His names are unlimited also. The greatness of Allah is also unlimited. It is in Ruhul Ma'ani, that
Allah Ta'ala has 3,000 names. He revealed 1,000 to the angels, 1,000 to the Anbiya alayhimus salam, 300 are mentioned in Torah, 300 in Zabur, 300 in the Injil, and 99 in the Quran Sharif. One name he has kept to himself. He revealed it to no one. Also, he has condensed all his names into the three names contained in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So when we will read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then all the names, 3,000 names of Allah, unlimited names of Allah, we have taken that also. It is also narrated that a person who was a very, very great sinful person, very wrongdoer, and when he passed away and his wife was expecting, the child got born, and then after that, when the child was now ready to go to madrasa, so 4 years, 5 years, little child, so the ustad said, my child, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As the child read, the father, who was a great sinner and he was in azab in his qabr, immediately Allah Ta'ala lifted the azab. Allah said that I'm punishing him under the ground while his ma'asum, innocent child, is reading my name and saying that I'm Rahman, I'm Rahim. How can I punish this child? And Allah Ta'ala removed that punishment. And there are many such genuine, true incidents just by the barakat of the names of Allah. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is such a great name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we take the and three names of Allah, Allah is all-encompassing. And Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, what great names of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes when we make dua also, then we should also give the wasta, the means of this, of, oh Allah, you are Rahman, you are Rahim, accept this dua of mine. On the day of Qiyamah, the scales of this ummah will be also very heavy. The other people will ask, why is the virtue of the ummah of Muhammadiyya, the virtues of them so heavy? Their prophets, Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, said, in the utterance of the ummah of Muhammadiyya, that there is such an excellent name of Allah, that if it is placed, if the name of Allah, this Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is placed on the one side of the scale, and the sins of the entire creation on the other side, then the side with the virtue will be more heavier. This is all in Bismillah. What a great virtue Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. It is also mentioned that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Jibreel Alayhi Salaam made mention of this hadith under oath, that he heard it from Mikail Alayhi Salaam. And he, too, under oath, he said that he heard it from Israfil alayhi salam. And he took oath that Allah Ta'ala said, by my honor, grace, and grandeur, whoever reads Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Surah Fatiha jointly once, the two together, like this, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And he reads whole Surah Fatiha. I shall not burn his tongue, and I will save him from the fire, the punishment, and the punishment of the grave also. So this is very, very great. The reading of Bismillah, we should try our utmost that on everything, when we're wearing our clothes, read Bismillah. And also we should learn the du'as of the various occasions, when wearing clothes, taking them off, entering the house, going out of the house, and for a start, everywhere, even if we just read Bismillah. If we tell we learn the du'as, but read Bismillah everywhere, full Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and see then what how lot of Allah Ta'ala's barakat will descend upon us. Then before every amal, we should read also Bismillah. Bismillah before making wudu also, we should read Bismillah. And it is narrated, if we don't read Bismillah before wudu, that wudu is not a complete wudu. And there are various forms. Yes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is also. Him is also. Bismillahi walhamdulillah is also. Bismillahil Azim walhamdulillah ala deenil Islam. That also has been narrated. And before eating also, and this is also Once we were with Maulana Abdullah Barni, most probably it was Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's son, and we discussing about Bismillah. He said, the father trained them, the minute your hand starts moving to something, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It must be so much. Today we haven't trained ourselves. Where are we going to train our children? Bismillah should be in everything. And so much of goodness will come for whatever we do that when we read Bismillah. When we're making wudu and all the limbs of the body, and we had read Bismillah, then all the whole body becomes clean of all sins by the barakat of saying Bismillah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Abi Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say Bismillah and eat with your right hand and the food that is in front of you. Taught him how to eat. And on one occasion, when a Bedouin came and joined in the meals, and in two morsels, usually we see some people who haven't been trained, tarbiyat is not made, we should eat with three fingers. And many of us, we eat with all five fingers. But some take the food actually in the hole, like this hole, and they put it in their mouth. So while Nabi Ali Salat was eating with the Sahaba, a Bedouin came, who was not trained still. And in two morsels, he ate all that food. Nabi Ali Salat wasalam said, had he read Bismillah, the food should have been enough for all of us. So when a lady cooks also, and fortunate are those women who are trained by their mothers also, or whoever trained them, that whatever when they start cooking also, so Bismillah. See the barakat and see the anwarat of that food. And then when that, and on the other hand, if there's music playing in the house, and the young lady is also singing some song, etc., and she's cooking, what will be the effect of that food on the people who are eat there? And where she reads Bismillah. And just imagine also Bismillah, such a great thing. There is an animal, goat, sheep, whatever, cow, bull. But just by Bismillah and you slaughter, it becomes halal. And if you give up, don't read your Bismillah intentionally, you don't read it. That one Bismillah made it halal. So how, what won't Bismillah do? Similarly, when we make nikah, and they ask you accept it, even just your yes, that I accept it, nakahtuha, I made nikah. What from total haram, not only to permissible, but to a great ibadat now. What great ibadat. So deen is that. And on the other hand, Allah protect us all. The one word of talaq. And what was 100% halal and so much of goodness, that one word destroys it. The use of the tongue is very, very important. If it is used correctly, and all these great, beautiful things are mentioned, then what great barakat won't descend? The ulama have said that it is preferable to say the Bismillah aloud, so that it is a reminder for those who forget. That also we should do, especially the head of the family, and many families, they have trained the young child that he will read the Bismillah. Many families also, when we go on a safar, then the one child is already, he knows, he must read the duas, and all must read after him. But that also is a learning and training process. Otherwise, we all should read the duas ourselves. And especially when we go on safar also, Bismillah is also very important. All the other duas also, Bismillah, there also. When we are eating also, if the head of the family, one person read and reminds all that we should read our Bismillah. Ibn Hibban is reported as saying that Bismillah, if Bismillah is said prior to utilizing any bounty of Allah, any ni'mat of Allah, we say Bismillah. And Alhamdulillah is said after utilizing it. The user will not be asked to give accountability for that bounty on the day of Qiyamah. Just that we, before eating, Bismillah. And after eating, Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, it comes Quran Sharif when Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was so hungry that the hunger forced them out of their houses in an awkward time. And Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu hosted them and gave them some nice meal. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qiyamah Day, you will have to answer for this. They said, Oh Allah's Rasul, when we were so hungry, then too, we'll have to answer? Yes, you'll have to answer for everything, three things. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ Every ni'mat of Allah, in detail we will have to answer. But by reading Bismillah before, and Alhamdulillah at the end, we won't be asked any ni'mat. We had a wonderful motor car, wonderful clothes we wore, the food we ate, whatever. Bismillah and Alhamdulillah, we will be absorbed. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali says, that whenever I desired to eat a certain type of food, then whenever we had some guests, then I should tell the house people to prepare that food. Because whatever you desire, you'll have to answer. But when you are sitting and eating with the guests, that would no accountability. You are absorbed there also. So he says, that's what I wanted to, I was going to be asked, but now I won't be asked also. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in all our Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once having meals with the Sahaba when the Bedouin came and he ate all that food. Also, when we sit and eat a little bit, this is on the more the adab of eating. But today, this is also almost totally gone out of us. That usually I say that before 10 people should eat from one utensil. We had the thali, and all 10 people should sit and eat. But now, one person needs 10 utensils. And very often, I count whatever, even if it's just breakfast. That how many for everything, this spoon, that spoon, that spoon, this glass, that cup, one person, we need 10 utensils now. If we sit together and eat, it will create love between us, which is the thing which is lacking also. There's love and unity in the house by our eating, if we eat in that way. It is shifa also. Today, we, because of that sunnah having left our homes, we are filling the coffers of the people with medicine. All the time, if we just sit and we share the food, there is shifa in that also. It makes muhabbat also in there. There is so much of goodness. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we read Bismillah and we come home, this is also mentioned that when we come home, we should read all the du'as, but we don't read even Bismillah. We don't make salam also. Then Shaitan announces to all his army of the Shayateen who are following him that, yeah, we have got lodging today. We got a place to sleep. And eating time, we don't read Bismillah. Then he announces we got boarding also, free food also. We have got food, and they partake of that food. Now, who will want Shaitan to eat with him? Today we get upset just another person eats with us, Muslim, our family member. Today Allah forgive us, our the brothers, sisters, siblings, they don't want to share anything, not a glass, not a teaspoon. What the other person used, we don't want to use it. This is, and we think it's cleanliness and hygiene. This is the opposite of our deen and of our iman. So when we sit and eat also, and we sit and we don't read Bismillah, Shaitan is joining us, and he's having food with us. And then more serious than that, Bismillah, when we cohabit with our wives and we become intimate, that is a time also for du'as. Just imagine what our deen teaches us. But if we don't read any du'as that time, Shaitan has a share there also. And it is common, we usually say, that women usually when they get cross on the children, Shaitan ka bachcha. That is Shaitan's child. And the person who knows the most whose child it is the woman who knows. And she's saying herself, Shaitan ka bachcha. So when we didn't read Bismillah, Then when we have problems with the children, it is we didn't read. And also we should understand that nikah and marriage, and when we become intimate with our wives, more than it is satisfying our lust and our desire, it is a ibadah, and we must do it as an ibadah. Hey, and when we ejaculate also at that time, dua at that time also, how our deen has taught us for all this. So deen is that. It's not like today, unfortunately, with the Western influence or the dunya's influence, modern influence, we have misunderstood our deen almost completely. That what deen, what youth is supposed to be. And what when you get married, what it is supposed to be. Today it is like you are going to town now. Eh? And when we go for the honeymoons and all those things, all the wrong things that we do. And usually also because it is not there. The person is married life, the first 10, 20, perhaps even 30 years, in total destruction he passes it with his legal wife. And what was marriage supposed to be? And what was marriage supposed to produce? What kind of ulama? What kind of mujahideen? What kind of great people? Nikah is supposed to produce that. But because we don't, we just made it a bit of fun and just our giving vent to our lust and desire. And how many Allah make us maaf? We will go out of our way to buy funny kind of books and things, and perhaps today now videos and that, to do all the horrible and terrible things, whereas it was a very noble thing. And a woman is an honorable, it's not just some like dunya things, and you just use her in any way. She's a very respectable, very respect. But because we don't know, we do filthy and dirty things also. So all this, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, and this bismillah on everything, and the starting point of everything that we bring it into our lives, it seems to be small, a very small thing. Like if you ask somebody asks, what was the bayan today on bismillah? Oh, bismillah is all right, which we all know. But really what bismillah is, and what a great gift Allah Ta'ala has given us in this bismillah. So now, let us think also, that is this something that was unnecessary, it was not necessary to be spoken about, was it necessary, is it in my life, or is it not in my life? We should all think of it, and try and bring all these basic things. And this will draw the rahmat. Really, if we start making salam as we are supposed to make, we bring bismillah, and a few other basic things, hopefully we will discuss. We will see that it will draw us to the whole of deen. And then the whole of deen will come into us, easily it will come. But bismillah opens the door. Salam is the way to also, when you open the door with salam, what a beautiful thing it gives us also. And when deen will come in this way into our lives, we will see, and it will remove all the darkness. And by Allah Ta'ala, there is no vacuum also. Like for example, if there is no bismillah, then definitely there will be other things. The minute you sit down to eat, you haven't got the habit, you're not doing bismillah, you complain about this. This is not right. That is not right. All other things will come. And with bismillah, you will be guided also. That food will go into your mouth also. And in a nice way, you will be able to chew it. It will go down also and get the full benefit of that food also. Otherwise, the food doesn't nourish us. It is the will of Allah Ta'ala. And food also takes permission from Allah. That must be a source of health to this person or a source of illness to this person. So if we will read our bismillah, we will get great, great benefits. May Allah give us all tawfiq. That your bismillah becomes natural on our tongue. La ilaha illallah becomes natural on our tongue. And durood sharif also. There are how many people and anything. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. Any sad news or something, they hear somebody talking on the phone, it looks like there's not good news. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And this works miracles this year. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we punctuate our, and also the English language we speak, but we must Islamicize it. One good person, Haji Musa Budania of Rudiport, he whenever he used to speak in those days, when the government officials, he got a lot of people's work done also. And even when he speaks to them, inshallah, we are going to do this, and mashallah, this happened, and alhamdulillah, that happened. So bring this into our language. We speak with Muslims mainly. This must be natural on our tongue. Inshallah is another thing which is so important. Very important, but it's hardly on our tongue. Even if we are having like mashuras, dini mashuras. I noticed this many times in what 100% dini matters. But nobody, inshallah, it's not mentioned also. And when we read the Quran Sharif in the hadith, the warnings of not saying inshallah. And if we have that yaqeen on Allah, everything will happen with inshallah. If Allah wishes, then it's going to happen. But it's also not in our lives, inshallah. And also, mashallah, those people, when you tell them inshallah, they say inshallah. They have understood we forgot. But the others, like, they just turn a sulky face. What inshallah is? You don't need it. You don't have to say inshallah. That one little story, a person was going to buy a horse in our times, a car. He had the money in his pocket. His friend asked him, where are you going to buy this horse, car? Say inshallah. What need for inshallah? Money is in my pocket. Car is there. I'll make the deal and I'll buy it. So he would say, if that is your attitude, he went there, made the deal, everything. When he put his hand in his pocket, the crook had stolen the money. Now when he was going back, friend asked him, where's your horse, your car? He said, inshallah, I was going to buy it. Inshallah, the car was there. Inshallah, the money was in my pocket. So inshallah is very, very important. Very important. Hazrat has written one incident from Nana Jalaluddin Rumi, a great, great buzurg who didn't say inshallah on his ibadat. What happened? His hands got cut. His legs got cut. All because he didn't just say inshallah. So these are not small things. Allah give me tawfiq first. We are saying this, it comes into our lives. And if we remind one another, tell one another, you didn't say inshallah, or just inshallah, bismillah, eating time, remind one another. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.